Let's take a look at sports. After playing its 19th game of the season on the road, the Missouri S&T Lady Miners softball squad will have to wait a little bit longer to play its first home game of the season. The Lady Miners were scheduled to play Lindenwood on Wednesday afternoon, but due to the cold temperatures, the games have been moved to next Monday, March 20th at 2 and 4 p.m. St. Louis Cardinal pitchers Jordan Schaefer will have surgery this week on his left elbow and could ultimately need a Tommy John operation. The 30-year-old Schaefer is one of the more intriguing stories across spring training. He spent six seasons in the big leagues as a speedy outfielder with the Braves, Astros, and Twins, but is trying to reinvent himself as a pitcher after his career appeared to have ended. The University of Missouri will pay $80,000 to a search firm helping the university find a new men's basketball coach. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the university released details of its contract with the Parker Executive Search Firm on Monday. The fee doesn't include direct expenses, which are capped at $9,600. The contract also doesn't allow costs for such things as committee travel and background investigations, which will be billed separately. Kansas State and Mount St. Mary's have advanced to the full-born men's NCAA tournament after play-in games in Dayton. Roger Federer edged Steve Johnson 7-6 in a hard-serving duel at the BNP Paribas Open on Tuesday, setting up a fourth-round match against Rafael Nadal. Federer fired 12 aces, his fastest serve registering 130 miles an hour, and never faced a breakpoint against Johnson, who reached 136 on the radar gun and fought off all four breakpoints against him. Mitch Seavey won his third Iditarod Trail sled dog race, becoming the fastest and oldest champion at age 57 and helping cement his family's position as mushing royalty. The Seward, Alaska musher brought his dogs off the frozen Bering Sea and onto Front Street in the Gold Rush town of Nome after crossing nearly 1,000 miles of Alaska wilderness. For KMST Sports, I'm John Larson. KMST programming is provided in part by today's day sponsor, Kathy Kirk Malters. Kathy is using her day sponsorship to wish her husband, Dr. Joe Malters of the Dermatology Center, a happy birthday today. So, Dr. Joe, your lovely wife, Kathy, wishes you a very happy 60th today. If you happen to see Dr. Joe Malters today, be sure to extend him birthday salutations as well. Happy birthday, Dr. Joe.